We've got a mission to find the best song that's ever been on Glee. There's no rhyme or reason to it, so don't get mad at me. We've got Andrew and Allison who run the show. It's the Gleek of the Week, who's the head honcho. Glackett by Glackett, we'll rank everyone to see which song will move closer to spot number one. Gleek of the Week, Gleek, Gleek, Gleek of the Week. It's Gleek, Gleek of the Week.
Today, I am joined by Ellis Wiley. Ellis auditioned among 40,000 others for the Glee Project and was one of the 12 chosen who competed on the series. Ellis, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited to talk with you about Glee Project, what happened since, your life, all the things. So on our podcast, I mentioned before we started recording, we typically talk about the hitbox show Glee, but due to the current strike, we're covering Glee Project as that does not go against any strike rules. And honestly, I need to share, I'm so happy that we're rewatching Glee Project because I have been blessed with your rendition of Big Spender.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Take
you literally like slayed in every sense of the word.
Oh,
and brought
you.
The house down.
Oh, that's nice to hear. All I remember from that is Ryan Murphy saying, did she know she didn't have to dress like a whore? Did she know that wasn't part of the assignment?
I have a question about the outfit. Because
it was what I had and my legs are that pale.
Because you walk, all the contestants I've been noticing, they walk into that room and there's already like a fit hung up. So is that your fit that you choose or did production assign that?
Yeah, I feel like they gave us options. Like it's all our clothes,
uh-huh.
usually, or maybe something they had already pre-fitted right. on us, I guess, to the extent that we did that. Yeah, so I feel like there was a couple on the rack. And
so this,
we
this,
could mix and match. This was my travesty right here.
So this horror comment was on the cutting room floor of the edit.
I believe so. I think so.
I just rewatched the episode. I do not recall that comment. So, wow, getting some tea off the bat. I love. So, Ellis, take me back.
That was such a fun song.
The year is 2010. How did you first hear about this reality TV show? And what was your audition process like?
I can't remember if I saw a poster or if someone told me, but I grew up in the Chicago suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was home at the time. I guess that must have been Christmas break, maybe. I think it was December. Maybe it was November Thanksgiving okay. break. I was home for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they had big auditions one day at art school in the city
mm-hmm.
that I just cooled down to and hung out in on a whim. Kind of.
What was were there multiple auditions? I would imagine.
Yeah, there was. I feel like there were multiple different auditions throughout the day. Like you had like a first initial screening thing, and then mm-hmm. if they liked that, they'd set you aside in some hallway or room, and then you'd go do another thing. And
yeah.
they also had some preliminary interviews, I think, that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot. I was there for like 5 hours. I feel like it was all day.
I just rewatched the episode and Robert mentioned your audition in Chicago and he seemed like a really advocate for you.
He was. Robert's so great. He's so nice. And I think he was an advocate for just about all of us, I think, afterwards too, trying to help us get.
Yeah, he seems like the best.
But in the door, he's the best. He was a good guy.
Okay. So what is something that the Gleeks we may be surprised to learn about behind the scenes of the show?
Oh. I don't know. Did they tell you we were in a summer camp?
We had Lindsay on a while back.
Nice.
And she mentioned like, yeah, it tell me like it seems to be like in the woods.
Yeah, it was like, it was weird. It seemed to me at the time like you were just driving through Glendale and then you just mm-hmm. took a turn. And at the end of the cul-de-sac was just woods and a camp.
Oh,
okay. I don't know that we were. Yeah, we weren't allowed to like leave without being under supervision. So I don't, you know.
But even if you were able to leave, where would you even go?
Nowhere. Yeah. Like down the block to some big house. I don't know.
Because we also talked to folks from the second season.
They had a mansion.
And they had like the whole kit and caboodle.
I know that. I remember that because I did background for Glee a bunch while I was living in LA. I remember going to this big call and Zach was there.
Yeah.
And we were talking about season two and he said, you guys are going to get really mad when you hear this.
Yeah.
They got a big house. I said, what?
Yeah.
No fair. He said, yeah, they have a basketball court.
I feel like I remember
I'm glad they got that because we did not have any fun at
the Yeah. Thing. The folks that we talked to from season one, y'all were like instructed on like what ticks to look out for, the wildlife in the area.
I distant memory. Yeah. Yeah. It was that.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. Yeah. Camp bathrooms. I remember one day some summer camp kids would come during the day they had like squirted out everyone's like shampoo and conditioner.
Oh.
All over the floor. You'd get like resupplied.
Wait, children came into y'all's set?
Because we had just like, you know, camp bathrooms. It was like a bathroom.
Okay, so it was like
somewhere.
I understand.
So they had, I guess, part of the camp they must have just kept open. And then I don't know if they were on one side or just we just weren't there during the day.
Yeah, it seems like they really put you through something special.
It was something special.
And then y'all, it all looked like y'all slept in that same room.
We did. Mm-hmm.
At least gender. Okay, wait. Yeah. So what was
that? Was real?
That seems kind of like absurd and like unnecessary, right?
I think all of it, like a lot of the stuff that seems unnecessary, that's necessary for the. The tension, right? The whole unscripted misnomer is
so
we
true.
Can't tell you what to do, but we do need to stress you out so that you have.
This is like the getting ahead. I have questions about, but now we're on the topic of like everything happening in front of camera. Like we just watched the second episode, your departure episode, and Emily brings up to you like this thing that might have been misconstrued. It feels like wild to even be like talking to you about it after all of these years, but like it just felt like a conversation that Emily could have had with you in private. But of course cameras there, reality show need a reality show, and here she is bringing up publicly and everybody suddenly has opinion about something that you were involved with.
I don't even remember.
Okay, so I'm just spewing.
No, please, please refresh my memory. I don't know.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, one of my questions was, have you ever rewatched the series? When was the last time that you've seen it?
I have. It's been years. We got little DVDs.
Oh.
Every episode that we were on, or at least I did. Yeah. I wanted to. But I haven't seen the second one. I'm just somewhere lost in one of my quadrillion moves in a long time. The first one is somewhere, I think, in my parents' house. But
okay.
So that one I haven't seen as much. So I don't I remember, but yeah. I remember more of just, you know.
Well, if you ever need a recap.
The whole week versus what actually, I don't remember what actually made it in there, I guess.
If you ever need a recap, I'm here with bountiful knowledge about this episode.
Please tell me what my life was like, because I don't remember.
You had your first kiss on television. Do you remember this much?
I do. I had like, just like stage kisses and like awkward spin the bottle kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that, that kind of, I remember that,
That, I can't even imagine.
That was, like, that was fun, the razzing for that. Nah, yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, we pulled through and
right.
It was a job and it was a fun shoot, so.
Totally, but like my co-host Allison, who wasn't able to be here tonight, she put it in perspective for me that they were like, oh, production told an 18-year-old to have their first kiss on camera. And I was like, oh, that is kind of crazy when you actually think about it.
Oh. I hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, this guy from background, it's not like he signed anything to be involved in this.
They just
randomly picked from the audience.
Were you at all able to help in the selection process or?
I don't think so.
Okay. They were like, this is,
I think it was actually pretty awkward though. I feel like it was kind of like, Alice, what do you think, this guy's hot?
Yeah.
Well, you're cool, you guys.
I don't think that there could be a scenario where it isn't awkward.
No, there's not. No, but
yeah, everything is uncomfortable.
Everything is uncomfortable.
And then that sparked this dispute with Lindsay, which is crazy again to be like talking about after all of these years. But I mean, I just need to speak on the behalf of everybody that recently watched this episode with us. What was the outcome of, like, how much of that was real? How much of it was played up by the edit? Or like, and has everything been since resolved?
Nobody has any, as far as I'm aware, nobody has any lasting drama from the show. No, I mean, that was resolved like that night.
I would imagine, but I just need to.
I do remember going to a party and a certain someone who shall not be named within production telling me that after most of that was shot, that they got a little post-it that said, look, you need to make all of this worse. Because it doesn't, as it stands, you know, this kid kissed a guy and did all this stuff and sung well, and we need a better reason. Because we're letting her go, but please make it look like we have
a
lot of material and she's difficult.
Ample
and they're like,
reason.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it was...
I know. Lindsay, a delightful human being, for the record.
Yeah.
Let the record show that this villain edit really did her dirty.
It really did her dirty.
Really, crazy.
Yeah. Everybody had to be done.
But then, like,
make everything worse.
I don't know. But then, for you in that second episode to be having that conversation with Ryan Murphy about, like, okay, like, Ellis, you're being difficult, you're being negative, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't stand to watch this conversation because it's like, why is she being reprimanded here?
That was really rough for me as a kid.
I could imagine.
Because it doesn't. And it took a long time, like many years, to be like, oh, yeah, well, that's,
you can,
it's all just made up.
Yeah, you can pull apart like what is actually like useful and what was real. And
And I think, you know, all of us being kids, I mean, who was the oldest at that point? Like, I don't think anybody was older than 23, maybe?
I think 22 was the cap.
22?
I may be mistaken, but I believe that Emily and at least Bryce were 22.
Yeah. And I think Cameron had his 21st birthday while we were there, because I remember we begged, please, can you just go down the store and get this kid a beer? And said, no.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay, all right, that's fair.
Did y'all get into any mischief while you were there?
God. Not that I can remember, not while we were there the first time. We were on kind of like mini lockdown. Originally, they took our phones, they took books.
Yeah.
For a minute there, we weren't allowed to have notebooks.
Oh, God.
That was a whole thing.
What would even be the disadvantage of having a notebook, though?
Sensory deprivation. You have no release any stress or anything, so you have to keep it all in. And they didn't want us listening to any music that wasn't what we were going to prep.
Huh.
But Bryce, I believe, was the one that figured out that the little MP3 players they gave us, the like knockoff iPod shuffles, could tune to the radio if you stood in certain corners of the field.
Oh my God.
So we all just kind of like ostensibly stand by the chain link fence like, oh God, the sweet sounds of Kiss FM.
Right. That's so funny. That's how desperate y'all were.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It got better. I think they gave stuff back at the end of the first week. We were allowed to have like one phone call a week.
Wow. Yeah. That is... in the mind of a sadistic reality TV show producer.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah, creative stuff.
Are there any folks from your time on this series that you still keep in touch with, that you still follow?
Yeah, still follow just about everybody on social media. I haven't talked to anyone in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see people occasionally when I lived in LA, but
yeah,
it's been a long old time. But try to keep an eye out and... Yeah,
I mean, a lot of time has passed. So, yeah,
it has. What are we? What is this? 12, 13 years?
This, yeah, I guess it would be 13, 2011. Oh, 12? 12.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Yeah, but you know what? you know, leads me into the next question. Looking back, all those years past, what is the biggest lesson that you feel like you've learned from that experience?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think you'd asked me a couple years ago. I guess it would have been a kind of, you know, be yourself because it doesn't matter. But
right.
I think now, no, it's just, you know, everything is constructed and everything is just a job and just
right.
Do what you can. I mean, yeah. It was, I wouldn't change it. I would still absolutely go back and do it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wish I'd known a few different things.
I know. But, hindsight is always 20/20.
Still do it over.
Yeah. Is there anything that you feel with the Ellis now? How would the Ellis now approach Glee Project, do you feel?
I approach it with a fully developed brain.
I didn't have any idea
that any of this was... I mean, I think one of the things that I feel really bad about is I feel bad for my family. Because I remember that they got a call from, I don't know if somebody at Oxygen or NBC, right when everything started. And I think everybody's family's got a call that would go into this whole thing about, you know, you're sending your kid off to a loving environment and this is all going to be exclusively about ability and talent. And it's not going to be like American Idol. And we're not going to like pick them apart. So don't worry. Like, we'll take good care. And we didn't have to do that. I kind of wish they hadn't, because my mother was like really upset afterwards.
Yeah. Wait,
I didn't come out looking so nice.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And I don't know that it was necessarily a. I don't think that was facetious or anything. I feel like they probably believed that and were really trying to set things up well, but it's just reality TV, and we didn't know any better.
Yeah, that's true. Did your family or friends have any reservations about you even going out there and doing this in the first place, or how did they feel?
Yeah, I mean, they thought it was kind of I dropped out of school.
Yeah,
like I just left my. I was going to start my second semester of freshman year of college and just quit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that concerned some folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they. Nobody really knew what to expect, you know, you don't really, unless we were all involved in that kind of thing before.
I mean, you took a risk and it seems like, I mean, you look back and you're able to be like, okay, that was a positive experience. Like overall, you learned something from that experience and that you would do it again. So I don't think that anything, I don't know. You did something great. And it worked out.
Thanks.
And all these years later, that people are loving Glee Project contestant Ellis. So,
that's great. So
since leaving the Glee Project, I mean, like, I guess like immediately after, were you ever fan encounters on the street, or what was your life like immediately following?
Yeah. I remember in my hometown that happened more often than not, but even once I moved to LA, I still ran into people. The best one of all time as a kid ran into on the promenade in Santa Monica. I said, "Hey, you're that bitch."
That bitch?
I was like, "Yeah, that's me."
Oh my God.
He's like, "You're from that Glee show." Yeah, that's me. He's like,
"Please,
cool."
show me the clip of Ellis being a bitch on Glee Project.
Oh,
I would
thanks.
Love to see it.
I wish I had the wherewithal, but I was not wise.
Oh God. I mean,
skill
for an 18-year-old to be on a reality TV show, I commend you. I would not be able to do it. So
I was not able to do it either, though, obviously.
But you still did it. I would have shriveled up in front of anybody, in front of Ryan Murphy especially. Are you kidding?
Oh no, yeah. I was such a ham. That was the good part. The performing. That was great. It was everything else.
Again, you slayed these performances. You slayed. And then you mentioned that you did extra work on the actual Glee show. So how did that come about initially?
I just had remember what you call the background agent. I don't remember what she's called, but yeah, I like an agent for background. I did a lot of 18 to look younger, a lot of Disney shows and Nickelodeon shows, and then high school shows. So,
because I remember
quite a few times.
the episode that you were, I guess, prominently featured as an extra, right in mm-hmm. the front row of Lea Michele singing a solo.
Yeah.
I was like, wait. That was Ellis. Rewind the tapes. I recognize that girl. Did you get a lot of fan reaction from that?
I did. Yeah. That was wild. My Twitter blew up and everybody was like, oh, it's so nice they featured you. And I was like, it is. They had no idea it was me.
They really didn't know.
God, no. Not that I'm aware of.
But you mentioned that you saw Zach on set, though.
Yeah, I did. Unless he somehow was involved and told
mm-hmm.
people where to shoot. Possible.
Yeah. But so a lot of years have passed since that time. What is a day in the life of Ellis nowadays like?
So it depends on the day. I am an archivist for a local science research institute. So they didn't have one designated kind of system for storing things or filing things or preserving cool records. So it's my job to find a way to do all of that and make sure we have all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
And all the boring stuff as well. So that, you know, nothing is wasted. So that's a lot of fun. I get to dig through people's stuff all day
and find
weird things. And yeah, it's been really cool and a nice place to work.
Yeah.
And when I am not there, I live in New Mexico. So I'm usually outside doing something in the mountains, including but not limited to riding my horse.
Love the horse pictures. I've been scanning the Instagram.
Yeah, she's spammed. She's everywhere.
I love the horses.
She hates it. She hates the pictures.
What is your horse's name?
Her name is Liberty Bell, but I did not name her that, and I do not like it. So I call her
Liberty
Birdie.
Bell is mm-hmm. also the name of not New Mexico, but Arizona native Meghan McCain's daughter as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the more you know.
That's a trip. Wow.
My horse
and Meghan McCain's daughter.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of Meghan McCain. I just want to put that out there. Yeah.
No.
But, you know, I am a fan of The View, and I remember Ray's eyebrow when I heard the name of her child. I was like, huh. Oh.
Interesting. Well, a child did name my horse this. It was a 4-year-old girl that had her before me.
Uh-huh.
So
that's a mouthful.
Didn't have the heart to. Yeah.
Liberty Bell. Can you just do Libby?
Yeah. She's just Birdie.
Oh, Birdie. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's much more.
Yeah. She would have been a Libby, but she's a little nasty. So I don't know. She's a Libby. She's a little spicy.
Wait, I actually have a question, a horse-related question before I get into the final question. Glee Project Wiki, I don't know if you've ever scanned your page.
A long
page
time ago, yeah.
On Glee Project, I just went through the archive and I saw there is a bountiful trivia section about you.
They still say that my name is Elizabeth?
Like I saw Alice, I saw that.
To a Beth.
Yeah, I think that's so
not
funny.
That's not a thing. I remember that.
But there is a trivia fact saying that you can whinny like a horse.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes. That used to be one of the videos. In fact, it's for a while, if you looked me up, I know this because every time I work somewhere new, people will say, I found a video where you're making a horse sound for some reality show. And I go, yeah, it used to be the video that came up, but I haven't done it in a long time. Might be really loud.
No, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's see.
I love it. Oh my God. Thank you for doing that. That was insane. I clearly did not do enough research because I was not familiar with this video.
Though I don't know if it's still out there or not. I don't know. I'm impressed that you found copies of the show. Where do they even have that now to begin with? So
the final question I have for you, Ellis, is advice for young people that are starting off in this entertainment industry.
Ooh, don't take it personally. And also, everyone's kind of full of shit. Just have fun and do your thing, and the right thing will come along.
I love it. That's great. Great advice. Thank you so much, Ellis. Is there any final words that you would like to leave the listeners with?
I don't know.
Ellis, you've been amazing.
Thank you, you've been amazing.
Loved our conversation. And do you have any social media or anything that you would like to promote?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, guys, buy my SoundCloud. No, I don't. I don't. I don't have any outstanding projects or anything, but you can find me on Twitter or whatever we're calling that now. And
I believe we should be calling it X. Hard quotations, yeah.
Okay, you can find me on X and Insta, etc. And yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you again, Alice.
It's Gleek, Gleek of the Week.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.